Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today. As always, it is Tuesday. We've got Raw to talk about from last night. The announcement that Goldberg is going to be returning to Raw this coming Monday night to address the challenge that was laid down upon him by Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar. And of course, that means they're having a match. We've been talking about this forever. Very, very likely to happen at the WWE Survivor Series pay-per-view in Toronto. We're going to know a lot more about it next week on the program. But Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar appears to be ready to go and set in stone. We can talk about Raw today here on the show. A lot of stuff went down on the program last night. We got more of the fallout from No Mercy. There is a SmackDown taping coming up tonight. Where are they going to go with the John Cena, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose storyline? Dean Ambrose is the only guy in that match that got a submission and did not get beaten. So I would presume that I think John Cena actually is going on a brief hiatus again. And so I would guess that AJ versus Dean is going to be the short term. And then in the long term, there seems to be something in the works involving the fact that AJ has now beaten John Cena 3 times, most recently with the usage of a chair. So I would not be surprised if they're setting up a chairs match or a TLC match, perhaps, tables, ladders, and chairs, for the December pay-per-view with John Cena and AJ Styles. So we'll see where they go. We're also going to be joined today by Matt Riddle. He's going to be our guest in the final segment of the show. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to A Stairway to Heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. New text messages on Twitter today. No phone calls. The text message line, 425-780-7566. My Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline, at Sports Byline USA. All text messages and Twitter today. No phone calls. I didn't get a chance to do one text message yesterday. We're going to turn that around today. What were your thoughts on these shows last night? Particularly Raw. I guess there were no other shows to talk about. Unless you want to talk about No Mercy, we could still talk about that show. But there's a lot of stuff going on Raw, not the least of which is Goldberg is returning next week. And they are likely setting up the Survivor Series match of Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg 2. Their first match, a legendary affair. Both men were on the way out. The fans turned on the match. I've never watched that match a second time. I seem to remember it not being
really?
Very good.
Oh, no.
No, I watched it. I didn't watch it when it aired, but I've never watched it a second time. So I'm wondering, I guess I could go back on the network and watch it, but I wonder if... Was it really that bad, or was it just that the fans hated it so much?
Well, that's I don't know how many times we watched that. We watched that match several times just because it got funnier in some ways every single time. The match was not any good, but the thing was, as soon as the crowd, I mean, if they ever had any thoughts about being motivated to really make it good, it all started to drain away because as soon as both guys got into the ring, that was it. And they did their long, you know, we're going to do a long stare down, kind of a long, like, we're going to build tension to go in. And the crowd is just killing it. Steve Austin, who was a special referee and also on the going on the outs or was on the outs at that time, pretty much with WWE, his face looked like a cat that ate a canary. It was an absolutely ridiculous encounter that became legendary because, was it bad? Yeah. But it was just the sheer ridiculousness of these, the crowd absolutely drumming both of these men right out of the wrestling business at the time.
Well, what's interesting is they're going to be in Canada for the Survivor Series, which of course is Brock Lesnar's new home country. So I wonder if Goldberg, I presume Goldberg's supposed to be the babyface here, but...
Oh, no.
The fans are probably going to see this as, well, first off, the live event fans are going to see this as, this is our hometown guy here, Brock Lesnar. And they also may look at it as, well, you know, Brock's our guy, and this Goldberg fella is an invader coming in. So it could be a very, very interesting reaction for this particular match. I mentioned this on the Observer Radio show, but as a man who has stepped into the ring many times, I can tell you that... In 2010, I had my final regularly scheduled match. I'd been working fairly regularly up to that time, but then I just quit. I was done with it. But in 2014, I was dragged kicking and screaming back to have a match with Buddy Wayne. Now, Buddy Wayne is an old-school, Southern-style worker. He was 50 at the time, I believe. I was... 38, and I had been doing jiu-jitsu every single day. I was rolling every single day. I was in shape. I trained for this match. I was certainly not getting in the ring with Brock Lesnar. I was certainly not getting into the ring on a WWE pay-per-view. And it was a hard match. It was really hard. And now I look at Goldberg, who has been out of action way longer than I had been. I'd been out 4 years. This guy's been out like 12 years. This guy's also 10 years older than I was when I had that match. And it's not like I'm not an athlete. It's not like I wasn't in shape. I was in great shape. Getting back into the ring is very, very hard if you've been out for a long time. Apparently, unless you're Shawn Michaels. So, I wonder how this match is going to go. It is not going to be easy for Goldberg. I can tell you that as a fact.
Do you remember who hurt Brett? Or what the...
Yeah, Goldberg.
There you go, if you're wondering about whether he'll be cheered in Canada. Remember all those times that Goldberg used to be cheered in Canada? And I know it's a different era, it's a different time now, but was he ever cheered in Canada, even when he was at his most Goldberg-y best? I don't know. I wonder, though, right now, and I guess we'll have to see, because kind of hanging on what you said there, I wonder right now if people are really that excited to see Brock versus Goldberg, or they just like chanting things right now, and they like the thought of Goldberg coming back, because it's not like he was ever apt for technical masterpieces or anything like that. Not like people are looking forward to that anyway, but you know, this has the ability to be, even though they're two huge names, to be about as bowling shoe ugly as you can get for two major names that are going to be going at it.
Laura here says, Brian, you quitter, you should still be working. Wrong! Wrong, wrong, wrong. Never do I second-guess my decision to no longer be wrestling. I got to take care of my head. I got to take care of my body. I've got a baby here. And a wife. I'm not going out there and risking my life. This person did note, don't forget Goldberg into Brett's career. He will not be loved in Canada for that. You're probably right. I would have actually argued that it's been so many years that the likelihood of fans still being around that vividly remember that, I mean, there's a whole new audience, but then I realize there's not a whole new audience. It's the same people. Everyone else has stopped watching. We're down to only the hardcores who remember that Goldberg did, in fact, super kick. And actually, to be fair, he did not end Brett's career. He gave him a very bad concussion. But what ended Brett's career was he kept wrestling. And he kept going out there and wrestling other guys, including Terry Funk in a hardcore match where he was waffled about the head and neck with garbage cans and kendo sticks and everything else when he still had a concussion. That's why Brett had to retire. But it did start with Goldberg. This person says, Brock wins at Survivor Series and then Goldberg wins at Mania. Well, the problem with that theory is, and think about this, by the way, they're not doing two matches, at least as of right now. It's a one and done. And they're not doing it at WrestleMania, in part because of the video game, and also because Vince has a bigger plan for Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Dave believes it's Shane. I can't, just like I could not believe that Dolph Ziggler was going to lose at No Mercy, I can't believe that that is his grand idea for WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar versus Shane McMahon.
I'm going to continue to not believe that, and in my own head, somehow come up with a Nakamura or anybody else to be Shane's hired assassin, or at least his.
Mike, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you Nakamura is not a good idea because it's a great idea. But let me tell you something. If you honestly think that in Vince McMahon's mind, Nakamura is outranking Goldberg, think again.
Well, you know what, and you're right, because by that time, Nakamura still won't know where the hard camera is, and he just won't be ready to come up to the main roster anyway. So that could be the case as well, too. But, yeah, I know. But look at it this way. We went through that whole period where Daniel Bryan somehow, some way, was able to main event WrestleMania and get two wins and get his big crowning performance. So I'm going to hold out that sliver of hope there. But, yeah, probably it's going to be Shane and Brock Lesnar. I just, you know, I don't know what Shane could fall off of or anything to top this year. So it's going to be so pathetic. Can you imagine? I don't know. I just, it's kind of pathetic all the way around that if this is truly the working idea, and this is really what's in Vince's mind, how bad, like, I mean, we're kind of like kicking it around now. Like, seriously, how bad will the fan base regurgitate that as it gets closer and really on that day? I mean, everybody will be happy for the stunt when it happens, but, like, really? I mean, I can actually see it won't be like Brock and Goldberg all those many years ago, but I could see people actually, like, legitimately chanting their way and crapping all over it.
I head to a break. When we come back, I got an email here that we got to get into. Talking the King of Pro Wrestling show from New Japan. It took place on Sunday night, Monday morning. We'll talk about that and so much more. Matt Riddle coming up later as well. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Kayfabe Commentary's critically acclaimed series guest Booker has been profiling wrestling bookers for the past 10 years now. Jerry Jarrett, Jim Cornette, Vince Russo, even Glenn Gilberti. We've had the opportunity to climb inside the heads of wrestling's creatives and see how they work. Most recent edition of the guest Booker series features 90s superstar and WCW booking committee member Kevin Nash. In this edition, Nash is given the scenario of booking WWE in 1996 if he and Scott Hall did not jump to WCW. How would the highly reality-based booking philosophy of Nash handle a WWE rife with goons, pig farmers, garbage men? And how would he use his click to reinvigorate the company? Find out in the latest guest booker with Kevin Nash from Kayfabe Commentaries. Available on DVD, instant video, on demand, KC downloads, shootinterviews.com. That is shootinterviews.com. Kayfabe commentaries. Shoots are not shareholder approved. Got a text message here. This fella said, I enjoyed No Mercy, but I was a bit meh on Raw. King of Pro Wrestling, however, was on another plane of awesome. Now, I've not seen the Okada match yet. Dave was over the moon about this Okada match. I did see the Kenny Omega Goto match and the Kyle O'Reilly Shibata match. I thought the O'Reilly Shibata match was really good. I thought the grappling was awesome. Maybe so awesome that a lot of people, it went over their heads. But
why?
I don't know. I just had a feeling there was so much subtlety to it. I don't think it went over their heads like they didn't know what was going on. But
there
I mean,
was a little extra special on it if you actually have grappled or no jiu-jitsu.
I think that if you showed that match to Joe Rogan, I think he'd be really impressed. I think he'd be like, wow, that's really cool. And I don't think he's a pro wrestling guy. Now, the Kenny Omega match with Goto, Dave is so high on Kenny Omega, comparing him to Shawn Michaels, calling him the best wrestler in the world. And I have never been that high on this guy. In fact, I've been very hit or miss on Kenny Omega. But I will say that Kenny Omega was so good in this match. He was so good in this match. I thought this match was awesome. Apparently, I like this way more than Dave did. What were your thoughts on these final three matches here?
Omega, I'm with you kind of on Omega, and I very difficult for me to be 100% all in on him when I think of the upper echelon of New Japan. With that said, Hirooki Goto, it's sometimes with him, I don't know what it is, but he misses that extra gear. And there are occasions where there's been an opponent that can kick it in. Obviously, with a Tanahashi, he's been able to kick it in for him. But, you know, you look at Hiroshi Tanahashi. Tanahashi is pretty much everybody's best opponent to work with. So you have this match with Goto, who has had, I think, seven now attempts at the IWGP title. So realistically, in the back of your mind, even if you want to be all in on being on the kayfabe of the situation and thinking that Omega may lose and Goto could go on to being number one contender and face off against Okada at the main event on January 4th, he's lost so many times. It's like, can this really happen? The way the match went, and again, I don't think you had to... It's very difficult for me to believe a longtime fan thought that Goto was going to win, but it gave you enough thoughts that, wow, maybe he will. And that's how good Omega was as far as making him look good and making you believe that, you know, he was at death's door a couple of times, you know, in the match. But he's outstanding, and Shibata's outstanding, and Shibata's going to kill himself or end things abruptly for himself, it feels like. He's one of those throwback guys like Itakiyama, and in that vein like Suzuki was where, and I guess, I don't know what it is with Suzuki, but he looks like he's killing himself because he is sometimes. And I know what you're saying with O'Reilly. It was a lot better than the last time around where, you know, he was bonking heads and everything, but it's still a dangerous, I don't know, he still worries me a little bit, but Omega was fantastic, and the main event with Okada and Marufuji, I don't think anybody, again, thought Marufuji was going to win the match. I guess there was, again, that slight chance he could win the title and take it back to Noah and everything, but Okada's probably, I don't know if he's the best wrestler in the world, but he's damn close, you know, and if there's a top three, I don't know how anybody can shuffle him out of it. He's just absolutely fantastic. And he truly is the future of that company. So there's the thing with New Japan shows is these big shows. You can have a bunch of stuff on them. The singles matches, their main singles matches that they have up top are going to be awesome. No matter how many times you may have seen the combinations of the guys or any of that sort of stuff, they figure out a way to keep things new and fresh and interesting and keep it a little bit more vibrant, which obviously WWE doesn't do. So I thought the show was great. I think the one thing that you're forgetting is the fact that there was a Tiger Mask W sighting, and that guy looked very, very familiar.
Are you telling me that was Shibata? I don't believe it.
It was not Shibata. No, I'm not telling you it was Shibata. I'm telling you it was Ibushi.
Oh, yeah.
Ibushi. Go to Ibushi.
Got confused. All right, listen.
Red Death Mask.
New Japan, the Power Struggle lineup. This is November 5th. I got to mention this because Tetsuya Naito and Michael Elgin is the main event for the Intercontinental title. Now, Elgin suffered a broken eye socket orbital bone.
Ooh, look nasty.
On Sunday. Here's another example where I can tell you from experience. I was once training with this fella named the Apostle Paul. And he was way bigger than me. And he decided, when I had his arm, that he was going to do a cartwheel to escape. He did a cartwheel, and he came up and elbowed me right in the eye. Cracked my orbital bone. Now, if Michael Elgin wrestles at this show on November 5th, he is out of his mind. Do you hear me? He is out of his mind. Now, I'm not saying he's not gonna. He very well could be out of his mind. But out of his mind, if he wrestles with a broken eye socket suffered on, I guess it would be October 10th, and then wrestling again on November 5th, for a big New Japan show where they don't go easy. He's not getting in there with Buddy Wayne. He's getting in there with Naito, who's the one who broke his orbital bone in the first place. This is madness.
Well, at least he didn't jump on a plane and try to come home or anything like that. Thankfully, because I've heard of situations with that. It's just like you're just begging for it there. But it's also proof that, you know, you can do all of these big moves and all of these moves that look so incredibly dangerous and things like that. Yet it's a move like a cartwheel and an errant elbow catching you in the right place. It caused a broken orbital bone.
Hey, I got very, very few injuries wrestling, but every one that I got was something stupid. Like, I hurt my knee doing a snake eyes. I took a snake eyes. Could you possibly have an easier bump? And I hurt my knee, hyperextended my leg. It's always something so stupid where you get hurt. It's never something, well, I can't say that, because I've seen plenty of guys. I never did anything that stupid, but I've seen plenty of guys do stupid things and get hurt. But for me, it was always something totally not stupid. We also on the show have Shibata defending the NEVER title against Evil, Bushi against Kushida for the IWGP Junior title, and Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa against Yoshihashi and Tomohiro Ishii for the tag team titles. Also, Tanahashi versus Seiya Sanada and the finals of the Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Tournament, which is going to be starting on October 21st, so in 10 days. We'll be getting that. That is the lineup for the New Japan show.
They have some loaded shows in Japan coming up, too, because if you look at the shows with Noah that are going to end with Sugiura and Nakajima, that's got Jeddah and Gato on there, and Makabe and Hanma against Marufuji and Yano, and there are some really, really sexy-looking cards coming up with some great matchups coming up in Japan.
All right, this person here says, I'm about to enjoy the last of a complex root canal while enjoying your fine show. Shouldn't Raw be angry that Harper ended up at a SmackDown event? Ought to be some tension over that since they drafted him. Did they actually draft him?
I think they did, because that's what was the thing. What did
I thought that he was injured, so he didn't get drafted.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Braun was on Raw. I'd have to go back and look. But here's the thing with that.
Well, somebody go back and look and text me.
Much like the weight limits on the cruiserweights, they'll just forget and they'll just ignore it and move on. Probably even if he was drafted. So it may just be a moot point there, because if you're Vince, who cares?
Well, if anybody knew how often Vince changed his mind, I mean, I don't even know why they bothered drafting Luke Harper if he was injured, because he wasn't coming back for a long time, and you know they were going to change their mind 50 times about what to do with the guy. I mean, I would presume that what happened was, it was probably going to be something with Bray Wyatt and Eric Rowan, and then Eric Rowan got hurt, and so now they're bringing in Luke Harper. That would be my guess as to why he's on SmackDown now, but he is, and that is all that matters. Got a tweet right here, I think, which is answering my question about Luke Harper. Harper wasn't drafted. just rumors that he was headed to Raw. That's what I thought.
Perfect.
And of course, there were rumors because he was at all of the Raw house shows and backstage at Raw. So it only made sense that people figured he was going to be on Raw. But he did not get drafted. Very much like Heath Slater, but different.
Hot free agent, yeah. Well, realistically, I don't know what they could have possibly had planned unless it was going to be a full-time tag team. What really could Bray... Bray being the talker and Rowan obviously being the worker of that group, you know.
And head to a break, everybody. Back in just a moment. Stick around. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com has their finger on the pulse of all things independent wrestling. HighSpots Wrestling Network features over 3,000 hours of content and counting. Live events, shoot interviews, original programming, so much more. Each week, the HighSpots Network adds tons of brand new content, so there's always something new at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku, the HighSpots Wrestling Network is best for business. Matt Riddle will not be joining us here today. We will attempt to rebook him for down the road. But in the meantime, that gives us a lot of time for more of these text messages. maybe I'll open up the phones, maybe. But everyone keeps texting, so I'm just going to go with these right now. This person says, what are your thoughts on TNA and total deletion from the Hardy compound? Boy, I could talk about this for hours. Here's the short version. They are going to be doing a two-hour TNA total deletion show, all from the Hardy compound. Now, do you remember when I said, if they did a two-hour final deletion pay-per-view, boy, would I buy that, like a movie? Well, we're going to get it for free on Pop TV. 2 hours. It's going to be very interesting to see if they can pull it off. It's coming up, I believe, in November, if I recall correctly. That's number one. Number two, Matt Hardy on Twitter today said he wants to buy Impact. I don't know what they're selling it for, but the guy does have money. And he said that the first thing that he would do is change the name because it sucks.
Well, that wouldn't be the first person to say that about any of the name incarnations of that product. So.
I presume this is all in character, but he's not wrong. And number three, last night on Raw, in a promo, somebody used the word obsolete. And everybody in the crowd began to chant, delete, 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 delete.
Yeah, was that Seth who did that?
All I can tell you is that word was scripted into the promo, and it was not an accident. Make of that what you will for down the road.
Best part was, I think it was a locker room interview. So, you know, it's always a little bit muted anyway, you know, the crowd is. But as soon as obsolete was said, everybody just exploded with deletes.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Text message line, by the way, if you want to send me a note, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter as well.
Hey, boss.
Yes.
When you were in high school, way, way, way back in the day back then, how much did you love the indie wrestling? Because I know you were a WWF fan because that's what you grew up with.
High school? This was a long time ago. This was the early 90s. There was no such thing as independent wrestling.
There was almost no such thing as high school. But I was watching and here will be my little tie-in here, but was watching the Todd Gordon guest booker, or not guest booker, but timeline, the last timeline that they're doing for ECW, which actually covers the first 2 years of its existence. And growing up on the East Coast in Baltimore on WCBM radio, there was a wrestling radio show. We were able to get in WIP from Philadelphia that had a wrestling radio show, and WFAN in New York overnights had a radio show, all of these on Saturday night. And, you know, he's talking about some of the younger, you know, he was talking about the younger days of tri-state wrestling going into Eastern Championship Wrestling. And there were names like that I hadn't heard of. If I didn't hear Todd Gordon say them on these tapes, I never would have remembered any of these names. But like guys like Max Thrasher and Glenn Osborne and guys like that, a couple of which ended up, you know, being with what we now know of ECW when it started. But did you have anything, obviously not close to what Eastern Championship Wrestling
was? Hell no.
But I was going to say,
Seattle.
What did you have? Did
nothing.
You have
anything? You know what we had? We had the Youth Wrestling Federation that I ran.
So was there anything in Vancouver? I mean, nothing close?
There were some Portland wrestling shows that ran, but that was Portland. And you could go into Vancouver. And there, I mean, all of the indie shows I remember going to, this was years after I got out of high school. This was the late 90s. I mean, in the early 90s, 1990, 1991, 1992, 1993, in the Seattle area, nothing.
Was there any
Except
radio
me.
Shows or anything like that?
Nothing.
Wow.
Literally, I was the king of Seattle area wrestling in my high school years, because there was nothing else. I was the king by default.
Say, you're still a king.
Every week on public access television, the Youth Wrestling Federation burned up the airwaves with fabulous wrestling action.
Now, did you use the cameras from the cable company that you put
no
on
No way.
The
I did it all myself, like I do today with the radio show.
I was going to say,
cameras.
You bootleg their cameras and use their beta tapes?
Dude, I remember I had to buy a titler, which was some gimmick that put titles on your VHS tapes. It was like $400 to buy a titler. But you can imagine how much that was in the early 90s. So you couldn't just render everything on your computer. Like, you had to tape it with a VHS recorder, or I think we used, it wasn't VHS-C, Hi-8 or something like that.
Super 8, yeah.
And then you'd have to run it through this goofy Title Maker Pro or whatever it was called. And meanwhile, you were dubbing it onto another tape, so you lost a generation. It was like $1,000 in modern currency for this stupid Title Maker. You kids today don't know how lucky you got it.
It's true.
If you knew how much money I had to pay for these, and I had no money. I was in poverty, and I was putting these tapes together for free for the public access television show. And now I look at Jeremy Borash and the no money he's spending to get stuff on national television. I want to beat his ass. What else?
You got to look at it like this. You opened the door for him, so he should be paying you some sort of what would the word be? Dividends,
royalties,
or something. Royalties, yes.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Come on, JB.
Maybe I can get it out of Chef Robert Irvine. He's got money.
You know what you could do, and how everything can be worked out perfectly, and I think this would be a perfect, perfect crossover for this show and some of its callers, is you could appear on the Robert Irvine show.
What, cooking?
No, not that show.
I could cook one thing.
His daytime show.
I've never seen his daytime show.
You should watch his daytime show just once. It would be a perfect crossover.
What is it?
It's a daytime television show, like a...
Soap opera? Is it a game show? Is it a news program?
More like a Maury Povich.
Okay. That's all you had to say. This person here says, maybe Raw treated Luke Harper for Charlie Caruso, who is now on Raw. I think she's on both.
Hey, she can do whatever she wants. Leave her alone.
Harper and Nikki Bella were the only two undrafted superstars besides Slater.
It was a real big question over which show Nikki would be on, right?
Yeah, why did they even bother not drafting her?
Well, I guess because it was the neck injury. You can't draft all those injured folk.
Tony in Omaha says, should WWE start putting cruiserweight matches in the first hour so they can have crowd heat? It's not even so much where they are on the show. I mean, there was great crowd heat for the Chris Jericho-Seth Rollins match last night, and that was after 3 hours of this show. The issue is, nobody knows who these guys are, although they're now starting to figure out who, like, TJ Perkins is and Brian Kendrick, but there's no reason for them to care. WWE has not done a great job with the Cruiserweights on Raw, which we talked about before the Cruiserweights debuted on Raw. And you know what? The women are now super over, and they totally botched up the women's revolution from day one. But eventually, they got it over. And so, hopefully it'll be the same thing. Hopefully down the road, they can get the Cruiserweights over. But if you remember at the very beginning of the Divas Revolution, or the Women's Revolution, it was rough going for a while. And it's rough going now for the Cruisers, but maybe they can turn it around. Problem is, if you listen to the show last night with Dave, I was talking about how I wanted to see Sin Cara wade in. Tongue-in-cheek, I might add. Kind of. He's so heavy. There's no way he's 205 pounds. And Dave says, well, they're not weighing him in anymore. And meanwhile, Neville is not a cruiserweight. And if you watch the heavyweights, I mean, Seth Rollins diving all over the place, Chris Jericho doing lion salts. What differentiates the cruiserweights from the big guys? Except they're cruiserweights and they're pushed less. Like, what separates them?
If there's one,
it's not even a weight anymore, apparently.
Well, that's I know what you're saying, but if there's one cover for Neville, is it that he is going to be in a tag team now with Sami Zayn? Is that what it's going to be? And they'll be in the tag division?
I guess.
How that will work? Yeah, it's
Sin Cara's in a tag team, but it's in the cruiserweight division.
No, not anymore, is he? I guess with Lince Dorado, I guess he is, right? So yeah, I don't know. It is ridiculous. It really, really is. And I don't know why they got rid of it, because then it's, I don't know. Then it's like that X division thing with Samoa Joe, where it's, you know, it's not about weight limits, it's about no limits sort of thing. And it's foolish. But then again, that's what happens when you have something that a lot of people liked, or a certain, you know, again, and it's a smaller segment than the overall Raw audience that obviously watched the Cruiserweight Classic and would be into such things. But you have something that wasn't Vince's, that he doesn't believe in fully, that he's never believed in, which is, you know, these smaller guys. And it's just, Nobody should be surprised. It's unfortunate in some ways, but nobody should be surprised.
This person says, Brian, Mike is a huge fan of New Japan. I am the first to admit that following it is tough with the time zone difference, and trying to follow it via 1 year tape delay on Access is basically pointless. Outside of diehard crazy people like myself who stay up until 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning to watch live on New Japan World, what do you think New Japan can do to basically compete with WWE in the States? Well, they can't. He says, I believe New Japan is the best wrestling on earth right now. Would love to see it gain more traction in the States. First off, you don't have to stay up till 3, 4, 5 a.m. Just watch it the next day. I never watch live. I watch everything the next day on New Japan World. I mean, I guess some people are very, very, they do not want anything spoiled before they watch it, so I guess that's why they stay up late. But you could just watch it the next day and not go online until you've watched the show. But New Japan's best hope is to swing some sort of deal with Access where everything is current. I mean, outside of that, I mean, this is, everyone should be thankful they get what they get now. Because 5-10 years ago, I mean, you were trading tapes. And that was the best you could get. Now we at least have it on Access Television. And it's a year behind, but hey, part of the key to New Japan is that it's great in-ring action. So it's timeless, whether it's a year behind or not. And you do have New Japan World, and there's the Chromecast option and the Apple TV, the, what do they call it, AirPlay option, which is what I use for my phone. I mean, life's good. I mean, you're not going to compete with WWE, so it's not even worth trying.
You have no idea what it used to be like to try to watch. I mean, remember trying to watch those Dynamite shows from New Year's Eve from like 2003 on like a really small. It was hideous to try to get some of those shows. And waiting on tapes too. One, if you had somebody reputable, and even if you found somebody reputable, sometimes those tapes just, it wouldn't get to them forever. And it was very, very difficult. And thank God for the internet and being able to spread news so quickly, so you could at least stay up with it as far as what was going on, even if it took you a while to see it. But as much as I like Access, and this is nothing against Access, because I'm not going to say one bad word, they decided to throw themselves behind New Japan and they have stuck with them, which is great. But I think the only thing New Japan can really do would be, if they could get on a bigger channel than Access, or somehow if Access could expand onto more cable companies, because that's the biggest thing I think holds it up. But outside of that, they seem to be making all the right moves.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I have retweeted my Hispanic Heritage Month video. Only 4 days left of Hispanic Heritage Month. We have crossed the 10,000 view threshold as we move up towards 1 million. Check it out on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. And of course, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. It's going to be a very busy week as always, but hey, we got 2 weekends off. There is no UFC this weekend. There is no WWE this weekend. Same for the weekend after. But then, insanity ensues.
No.
Yep, 9 million different shows, including UFC at Madison Square Garden, the biggest UFC of all time, Hell in a Cell, and more. And we will be covering it all here and at WrestlingObserver.com every single day. 2 to 3 brand new shows only for subscribers. If you love audio, if you love podcasts, if you love this show, it is the best site on the whole entire planet, the whole universe. The legitimate universe, not the WWE universe. Sign up today. You not only get all of the new shows, but every show we've ever done dating back to 2005. I think it's about 9,000 shows right now, and I have to go back and check, but more shows than you could ever listen to. They say you could never make your way all the way through the Smithsonian. You could never make your way all the way through our archive. It's impossible. But if you want to give it a try, go for it. WrestlingObserver.com. And, of course, the full schedule for this show, which is available live and free every day, is up at WrestlingObserver.com as well as SportsByline.com. I'm at Brian Alvarez on Twitter, Mike at Sempervivi, SportsByline at SportsByline USA, and we are out of here. Thanks, everybody. It's SportsByline, Mike, as always, callers, listeners. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.